Chapter 3 Lisa, next door at number 6, was outside on the patio weeding. She wore neat clothes and gardening gloves and her hair tied back in a ponytail. They had only been in a week or so and were still busy fixing things up. It was mid-afternoon and very hot. She sat back on her heels to rest, removing one glove to scratch the itch on her nose. Ned had left on the dot of 8 for the 45-minute drive to Newton Abbot. He wouldn't return at the earliest till 6, which gave her a lovely clear day. She had more than enough to keep herself occupied. She knew her neighbour was snooping again, hovering behind her diaphanous drapes, unaware she could be so easily seen. She was always around with her bleached blonde hair and ultra tan that was obviously fake and seemed to consider herself a cut above them, which was ludicrous. Their house had a name and a ghastly water feature thing plonked outside. Otherwise, Lisa loved it here. The first real home she'd ever known. Till now, she'd managed in rented digs, moving around as she changed her job to different parts of the city. Her last address had been Finsbury Park, where she'd lived for 7 grim years till circumstances had thrown her together with Ned, whom she'd first met through work. His move to Devon had suited both well. After the shortest conceivable courtship, they had come here as man and wife, which was just in time. She'd be 40 soon, though was confident that she didn't look it. He was slightly older, but they could have been twins, which perhaps explained the attraction. Narcissism, she'd heard it called, when you were drawn to your mirror image. Ned was trim, about 5'9", with a small tight bum and expressive hands, with cuticles that were always clean and well-tended. He had straight dark hair, which he wore brushed back, and silvery eyes behind rimless lenses. A nice-looking man, with a sweet, though occasional, smile. They had most of them fancied Ned at work, but she was the one who had married him after a certain amount of strategic planning. There had been a gap. She'd left the job to try her hand at different things, then, quite by chance, had run into him just when she needed him most. She had been on her uppers and slightly scared, facing a very uncertain future, having failed to find any job she really liked. She had tried her hand at all sorts of things. Waitress.